50 episodes, man. 50 episodes, and we are here for our episode 50 and the milestone episode, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it's going to be brief because there's not a lot to talk about today. So the 50th episode should be very entertaining for the quick next 10 minutes. Mikey, yep. B, what do we got
next
in the news?
Next 10 to 20 minutes, sure. Only two news stories for this week, but we'll get right into it. The first one, I think, is one that's going to appeal to both of us very, very easily. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge oozes out a release. That this game will be coming out. Was there a release date for this, or this is just the announcement?
I think it's just the announcement.
Just the announcement, but... some small background before we give our thoughts. This game is being made by the same studio that made Streets of Rage 4, which a lot of people like, and it's another classic franchise. And it's also made by the people who made Mercenary Kings, which is a game that a lot of people like back in the old PlayStation 3 days, I believe. So it has some good pedigree graphically. If you're not, you know, looking at some screenshots, it is definitely tap it into the Turtles in Time Super Nintendo 16-bit graphic style. So it very much looks like a game that was just about to release in the mid to early 90s. So it definitely has those cool vibes. And yeah, it's definitely going for a retro look. And I'm all for this. This looks awesome. I have a lot of fond memories of playing Turtles in Time. I remember what the cartridge looks like. I remember like they're on they're surfing on a wave. So yeah, I definitely have a lot of nostalgia for this game, and I'm looking forward to this one. I think this one is going to be a fun game to play.
Yeah, let me sign up for pre-orders. Let me give you my money. Let me get anything to this. I love this. The fact that they announced this, I feel like it's a good time, man, because I feel like this style of game is really coming back, like mm-hmm. the side-scrolling beat 'em up, but like the 8-bit is really, I'm seeing a lot more of it mm-hmm. now, so I'm 1,000% with this too, man. Like, I can't wait for this to come out. Put this on multiplayer, dude. Start beating people up. But like, also, I love that they're not trying too hard with like the way it looks. Like, they're like, yeah, let's just make like another Turtles in Time and we'll put all the cool features to it, which is perfect. Like, they had like a 4-player beat 'em up before too, for like the Xbox or the Xbox 360, and it's like, I think they tried to get a little too fancy with it and it just wasn't even that good. But this is gonna pretty much aim towards like our age group, you know what I mean, because it's mm-hmm. like, it's pure nostalgia but a new story. So
definitely 100%.
Take my money, and if you can build it in an arcade, I might have to buy that one too. Which, I'm not going to lie, dude, when I saw this trailer, I instantly, because I know Arcade 1UP, I don't know yeah. if you know who mm-hmm. they are. They yes. have a Turtles in Time one, and I tried to find it, but they're sold out.
Sold out.
I was like, this would be cool to have, but I wanted it. And I don't know when this is going to drop. I hope it drops soon, because I feel like this is definitely a day one cop too, so...
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, this drops hopefully by the end of the year or like early spring 2022. So within the year would be ideal. Dude. Yeah, because based on the footage, it looks like they're like moving along pretty well, that they have like gameplay footage already, and not just like straight like CG cutscenes or video. So hopefully they're further along than. So
What would make this just so much sweeter, dude, is if they bundled this with Turtles in Time.
Oh my god, dude.
If it's like, okay,
hey, we'll GameStop, I know you're struggling, because after that stock market thing, I'm not sure if you're doing as well. So pre-order bonus right there. Think about it, GameStop.
Just bundle it up, like the developers, like find the rights to Turtles in Time 2, put it in there too. I'm sure you can make it a collector's edition with like how Miles did. We didn't put the Spider-Man game in there too. Do a collector's version of this with Turtles in Time, and I guarantee you'll sell that out. Oh, just even thinking about that sounds so dope. I would love that so much. And especially if you can get it for like next gen or even like the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're set, man.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't think they mentioned what consoles, but you just have to assume it's going to be probably all like as many consoles as possible currently.
Yeah, for sure. Cop.
Up next. This is becoming a weekly segment. Last week we talked about it, and this week we're talking about it again. We're talking about Xbox Game Pass, and this week we're talking about that Bethesda is adding 20 games to Game Pass. As you probably know, Microsoft bought Bethesda and ZeniMax, so now that they are in Xbox Studio, and with that purchase, finally, I believe, you know, signing all the papers, crossing all the I's and T's and such. 20 games are coming to Game Pass for free, and these are pretty much all the best Bethesda games from like the last like 10 years, pretty much. So it's like the greatest hits of Bethesda. So if you have not played a Bethesda game in a while, you get to play them all for free. And some of these games will include a thing we talked about last week, which is the frame rate boost, so the FPS boost. So some of these games will have that FPS boost. So you're getting the best possible version of game, some very good games. I'm gonna run through the list, and Josh, let me know if you've played any of these games or any game you want to recommend from the list.
I can start you off and say I have only played probably a couple Doom games, and that's about it. So we'll save kind of the little back and forth, because
definitely
have not played a lot.
Let's switch it up then, Josh, because this is a live podcast. Based on a list, is there a game you would want to download to give a whirl? Outside of Doom, is like a game you haven't played. You're like, oh, I'm gonna give this game a try.
Elder Scrolls is in there too, right?
Yep, Elder Scrolls. Yep, Morrowind, Oblivion, and Skyrim, and the online. Yep, they're all there.
You know, I would try Skyrim, mm-hmm. just because I know that that's like the game people are still playing now, and it's kind of just like had longevity. I think I would try that. I don't really know what it's about, but I've only heard nothing but good things from it, so. I might jump in. So
very good. Yeah, I don't know much about Skyrim besides just like Lord of the Rings fantasy stuff. But beyond that, I really don't have a good idea. Yeah. So no, it's yeah. So some heavy hitters. Just quickly, just name it some of the franchises. So both Dishonored game, all the Doom games. Josh has mentioned Elder Scrolls, all the Fallout games, all the and all the Wolfenstein games. So these are kind of all their major franchises, and they are coming free. So this is like we said, almost on a monthly basis, it feels like this is another one for Xbox, another feather in their cap. So good on them. And if we have nothing else to say, that is the news for episode 50.
Yeah, we hit the milestone, and it's another quick app. But just a quick thanks to everybody that's, you know, been here on this journey for 50 episodes, and we're gonna give you another 50 more. So stay tuned.
Yeah, thanks for everyone, especially all the new activity on Instagram. Much appreciated.
Yeah, shout out to all the followers on Instagram, where we see a lot of action. So appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. And we will catch you guys next week. See ya. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Console Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Console Boys are out.